Dumb.
Cool.
Weird.
Podcast.
We're going to talk about a 1950s movie. One about the world ending because another planet collides with our planet.
Yes, we are doing When Worlds Collide, 1951.
If there was only an ape man or something lacking spinal fluid to save us.
Yeah, this is definitely in the same vein as the Ape Man and stuff. It's very, very silly. I will say, though...
Better than the Ape Man, though.
Most of the movie is actually them building the spaceship, which is pretty insane to me.
Basically, if you saw 2012, the movie, this is it, but with space.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, the funny thing is like, I also didn't expect it to be in color either, because, you know, wasn't very
Except
common.
Except for that one scene where they were flying where that guy was flying the plane.
Yeah, where he's about to get that blowjob.
Dude, I'm telling you, what were blowjobs like in the 1950s? Like, were they any good?
Probably not.
Just imagine, you know, it was a lot of teeth. Probably no gagging, so. Nobody's like slobbing some knob.
Yeah, well, not just the, you know, the blowjobs. It's also like the food, you know.
Jesus Christ! If we went back in time, we'd have to survive on steak and old fashions and cigarettes.
Yep.
Because there's no way in hell we're eating 25 servings of bread.
Some Winstons and some, like, Bush beer. Yeah.
Yeah, we got to wait till, like, Guinness gets invented.
Pretty much. And that's the only way it's going to be good, you know?
Yeah, but you think about it, right? If you got trapped in the 1950s, imagine, like, us, like, buying a $30,000 mansion.
Yep. Back then, $30,000. Now it'd be worth, like, you know, $50 million. You know,
yeah, something like that. So like, it's like we get banished to the 1950s as time travelers, and we're like, oh, I guess this kind of sucks, but we'll make it work.
Yeah, we'd run that shit. But basically, this movie is literally just some scientists discover that two planets are going to collide, which that's never explained why there's planets colliding with their planet to begin with.
Yeah, just like, oh, the planet is traveling at a very fast rate into our solar system, and it's going to collide with us.
Yeah, and not just one, two.
One passes by and fucks up the Earth really hard.
Mm-hmm. Which is the one they're going to go to, by the way. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one, you know, which doesn't make any sense. Did it slow down once it passed Earth?
Yeah.
Because how do they catch up with it?
That's the million-dollar question. I guess Earth's gravitational field, like, slowed it down. You know, science, bitch.
I guess. I mean, the most science we saw was, like, impossible mathematical equations, some charts,
yeah,
and, you know, some mechanisms.
Well, it's the usual shit. The charts are going. They got the papers flowing.
They don't have beakers.
They got the little gizmos, you know, cranking out. You know, they didn't have the beakers, and they also didn't have the boiling machines. They also didn't have the electricity running going bzz, bzz,
like, yeah, that's right. That was more like 1930s science.
Yeah, so it's a little bit different. The science is a little bit more it's a little bit more sophisticated,
a little accurate.
Yeah, a little bit more accurate. And the thing is that you got to think about, though, is most of this movie is just them discovering these planets. They go to the UN, they try to warn people, they kind of hold it back, but then they warn people. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of the fucking movie is literally them building this spaceship, and apparently only 40 people can fit on each spaceship, and there's like many of them all over the planet.
And you saw the size of the spaceship, too. It's like, you couldn't have like 100?
No, you couldn't.
Now, what was funny, though, is that the pilot is literally taking everybody's girl. He's fucking every girl he can find.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, the same pilot that literally almost died in that crash because he was like flying the plane, right?
Yeah, he was like, he could fly his plane though with his eyes closed getting a blowjob.
Yeah, he's pretty good at that. But yeah, basically the whole movie, like the rest of the movie is literally just them building this spaceship, and you know, there's this one guy that's in a wheelchair, and he's funding it, and he's making all these outrageous demands, you know.
Which I love that scene where his security guard's like, "Well, I want to go," and he's like holding them up at gunpoint, and then
he gets them with the under blanket like gunshot.
Yeah, you know? Which I thought was funny because earlier in the film, Wes and I were talking about. I was like, I bet this guy's fucking lazy and he can actually walk. And like near the end of the movie, when they finally take off, he starts like trying to walk away when they're gonna get murdered by the other people who didn't get to go on the flight.
Yeah, one of the main guys, he's the older scientist. He's like the world, the new world is not meant for us. It's for the young,
not the old,
not the old. That was very profound.
Yeah. Really, that was a, you know, it's a surprisingly good movie, especially with like the miniatures getting like destroyed.
Yeah, we were talking about how like the guy who was doing that like had a lot of fun probably doing that, and then his wife left him because he's insane from doing miniatures his whole life.
Yeah, because he's like he's like, it looked like he had a lot of fun, like drowning out that one house. It really panned in on that a little too long.
Yeah, this movie definitely utilized way too many miniatures and way too many matte painted backgrounds, especially when they get to the new planet.
Especially oh my God. It was just like, oh, that's some fresh air.
Yeah.
And, you know, by the way, when they crash land on the planet, it's all snow, and then all of a sudden, you notice this just artistic, you know, this
little patch of like green land with a nice melted lake for them to drink out of.
Yeah, like
perfect.
Yeah, they really were out of like good paintings, because they put the shittiest painting at the end.
Yeah, I also joked about how is there going to be like an in-flight movie during this, and then I was like, what are they going to do? Show the planet blowing up? That's exactly what
that happened right at the end when they're leaving.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I bet it was like traumatizing for that stupid little kid too.
Yeah, which, you know, it's kind of funny, right? They keep this kid and his dog. It's like, you know, this is a wholesome, I guess, but it's like, you're useless, Timmy.
Yeah.
What are you gonna useless. Do?
You know, it's also kind of funny how like those guys at the very end, they're like, oh well, we're gonna take the ship and we're gonna.
I love
be the
how they they left the weapons room unsecured.
Yeah, they show up. They're like, well, we're gonna just take it. And then the guy goes, wait a minute. Even if we take them out, people are still gonna fucking die. Like everybody's gonna die. I think it's also kind of funny how the rest of the world, billions of people, just kind of accepted that like they're gonna die.
Well, to be fair, you know they. Like when they bring that helicopter scene where they just go over that little red cross, like on a rock, like a rock face kind of hideout, they just drop medicine and they're like, all right, goodbye.
You know, that's kind of fucked up though. Those people were going to die anyway. Why the fuck would you even give them anything?
I guess hope.
Isn't that kind of like putting a Band-Aid on somebody when they're about to get hit by a car?
No, it's what happens is like after you break somebody's leg, you put a Band-Aid on it.
Yeah, but I mean, like, getting hit by a car because they're about to get hit by a planet.
Oh, yeah, pretty much. Yeah. You know, New York was just completely fucked up.
Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah, I mean, I think probably most of the people died during the initial, like, pass-by of the planet.
Which didn't make sense of why, like, you know, there was very minimal damage.
Yeah, very minimal.
You know, in the area where they're actually harboring the spaceship.
Yeah.
I love also how their spacesuits were just, like, hoodies.
Yep. Definitely hoodies. Yeah, I was like, man, what are they expecting? Rain at the new planet? No, there's snow.
It's fucking snow.
But yeah, this was, it was, you know, like I said, most of the movie, I mean, I felt like some of the scenes kind of drug on too long, you know, yeah. Especially the scene where the you know, the miniatures getting like destroyed. And then like, you know, like also the part where they're building the spaceship and, you know, they just keep announcing, oh, well, it's changing. Oh, well, it's day five, 4 days before the planet hits, 3 days before the planet hits. I mean, it's just, it kind of drags on, which, you know, it was kind of common for movies back then, but yeah. Let's talk about the dumb, cool, and the weird. So what was dumb about this movie?
Well, I think what was dumb about this movie was the old guy character who could walk.
Yeah, it is pretty
fucking
dumb.
And he just couldn't. And he's like, yeah, I'm just not going to. Mm-hmm. Now, I guess what was dumb is how they didn't take into what he was saying into consideration that, you know, some people are going to be really pissed that they're getting left behind and probably try to rebel against you. And they're like, no, it's going to be completely fine.
And then they did.
They did it.
Yep. Luckily, they had their safeguards in place, though.
Yeah, the one iron fence.
Yep.
And the barbed wire.
Yeah, pretty much.
Stop them.
Yeah, stop them pretty good. So what was cool about this movie? I think the visual effects were pretty cool for 1951.
Yeah, those miniatures were pretty badass.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the weird. I mean, it's a weird fucking movie altogether.
It is weird. Like when we mentioned the whole like in-flight movie, and the in-flight movie really was the planet just like being burst into flames.
Yep. And then also another thing that was really weird about this movie was you know, this is something that's pretty common with those movies is those transatlantic accents they did then. You know?
Yeah, those are great. Now hear this.
Yep. Pretty much.
We're brought to you by Winston Cigarettes and Bush Beer. Make sure to put your Bush Beer in your Dr. Crinkle cereal for extra flavor.
Yep, and don't forget the Jell-O.
Oh, yes. 7-layer Jell-O salad. Mmm. Like Mom used to make.
Yep. And don't forget, like, your anti-communist rhetoric, too.
Sign up today, young men. We have to fight those North Koreans and save the South Koreans. They might look the same, but definitely shoot the communist ones.
But yeah, that was when Worlds Collide. It was it looked like it had a pretty big budget for the time. So I guess this is something that people used to watch in the cinemas back then.
You know, I'm going to just say it right now. We could have made way more, like, really half-assed good movies if we were in that time period. Just go time travel back. Mm. I think we'd be fine.
Absolutely. It'd be funny.
Actually, I think we could be, like, actors.
Nope.
Like, it didn't seem like it was that hard.
Probably wasn't. But yeah, that was it, folks. You know, kind of a quick one today. It just, you know, it was a pretty, like, you know, it was a fun movie to watch, but it was not a lot of stuff was really
no, not really
going on. Yeah,
it really was just the construction of that spaceship, and that was it.
Yep.
Really focused on the planet dying for a minute. They had a party beforehand, and then they're like, "All right, we got to get this shit going."
Yep. So that's it.
All right. Well, you know what time it is. Stay sexy, Atlanta.
And buy some Winstons.
And some Bush beer.
Thanks for checking out the Dumb Cool Weird podcast. We're a movie podcast now, so Movie Monday is every Monday about crappy movies from the 20th century. It's going to be great, folks. I can't wait to show y'all.